This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The annual Marade in Denver is one of the largest MLK commemorations in the country, and it marks a milestone this year, its 40th anniversary. Marade is a portmanteau of the words march and parade. Vern Howard is chairman of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Colorado Holiday Commission, which organizes the event. He says King would be proud.
He said that people talk about all the awards he's won and all this, that, and the other. He says, but if you want to talk about him, call him the drum major for peace.
Colorado was one of the first states to honor Dr. King with a holiday before it became a federal one. Indigenous students and families are concerned about rising costs as the U.S. Department of Education resumes wage garnishment for federal student loans in default. The Mountain West News Bureau's Daniel Spaulding has more.
The Department of Education started to send notices to borrowers whose loans have gone unpaid for more than 9 months. Employers can withhold up to 15% of disposable income without a court order. This policy may hit indigenous communities especially hard. Higher education analysts say that about 40% of Native borrowers default on their federal loans, and many carry balances longer after graduation than other groups. Nez Perce tribal member Sienna Rubin, who graduated from the University of Idaho in 2021, says wage garnishment adds another financial burden to Native families already stretched thin.
I feel like student loans obviously come last because are you eating them? Are they feeding you? Are they housing you?
Rubin also says that Indigenous alumni often have the additional responsibility of supporting family members. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spaulding.
More news at cpr.org and krcc.org.